This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's going to be a warming trend this weekend. In fact, temperatures coming up near 70 on Monday. We have the forecast a little later in the hour, but we're here talking sports until 1 o'clock before the Pirates take on the Detroit Tigers down in Lakeland, Florida. Matthew Harkins, Matty Ice, is behind the ice. Hello, Matty Ice. How are you today? Everything well?
Everything's going great, except
good.
For the rain, but hey,
yeah. It's warmer, so you'll take the rain, but it's going to get out of here a little bit later, so who knows what you can do over the weekend if you have plans. Meanwhile, I want to remind you that our show is brought to you by number one Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. And we'll talk to you on the fan text line as well if you would like to do that instead of call. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, busy, busy times. NFL never takes a break, as you know. A combine is going on in Indianapolis. Quarterbacks will be on the field today. Quarterbacks are always a prime discussion. And that would be the same case here in Pittsburgh because there's still too many uncertainties as they move forward. Kenny Pickett will be back, you know that. He will likely be the starter coming into this season, or at least the guy who's looked at as the top of the depth chart. The big thing coming up here before you would think this combine or the start of the business for 2024 takes place on March 13th, I think it is what the Steelers do with Mason Rudolph. Their intention seems to be bringing him back. However, this whole Justin Fields conversation, which started hot and then really went cold, now may be heating up again, and here's why. Because it seems like Chicago is kind of left between a rock and a hard place right now. Everyone knows they got the number one pick and most likely will go with Caleb Williams or one of the quarterbacks on top. If they do that, you know that Justin Fields not going to play if they draft a quarterback one overall. So there is a market. There was a hot market for him, it sounded like, earlier in the winter. But now it seems like not much is happening. And the longer it goes, the worse it may get as far as a return for Chicago. So what do they do? Do they just keep waiting and trying to play it so that they're making people think they may bring Justin Fields back? A lot of this is, gamesmanship that these GMs play and coaches play, trying to divert you from away from what their original intent will be. Matt Eberflus said this week that, we're going to do what's best for Justin Fields. Well, they're going to do what's best for them, number one. The question is, how many teams want Justin Fields at this point? And that's going to be a real issue. Because if you look at what he's been able to do, the talent is there. There's no question. And remember, the Steelers were very interested. I think that year where he was drafted, the Steelers had the 24th pick. And Chicago got him at 11th or 12th, something like that. So they didn't really have a chance. And they weren't going to trade up to do it. But they were certainly intrigued with the mobility. Mike Tomlin talks a lot about that. And the mobility has been very well on display in Chicago, where he's rushed for, I think, over 2,200 yards in his time there in 3 years. You know, he's thrown touchdowns, but he's thrown a lot of interceptions, too. He's not that good as a starter in terms of his overall record. And yet, last year, you would have thought that that would manifest itself in a bigger record for the Chicago Bears. They had the number one rushing offense. They had one of the best defenses against the run. They had the things that coaches like, the foundation things that make it almost enticing to be a quarterback. And yet, they were terrible to the point they have the number one overall pick, and he's a part of it. Too many turnovers. So the asking price may go down. And so I ask you this morning, if you call it 412-928-9370, again, it's 412-928-9370, if the asking price fell, and it seems to be falling, to a third-round pick, okay, would you do this? Or are you just so committed to what you have with Kenny Pickett and potentially bringing back Mason Rudolph that you're not going to bring him in? Because if you bring him in, then there's all sorts of issues about who starts, because if you're acquiring, quite frankly, Justin Fields, you're going to start him, right? He has a fifth-year option due. You're not going to bring him in here with the intent to be a backup. And if you say he's going to challenge for the job and there'll be a competition, it may make it very difficult for Kenny Pickett. Now, I should, you know, if you're the Steelers, you shouldn't be concerned, I don't think, of how someone reacts to competition. If anything, that should make you feel better about somebody's makeup and character. They would want the competition, regardless of who the competition is. But I just don't see that happening for a lot of reasons. Money would be one of them. And then certainly Mason Rudolph, if he found that to be the case. And I would imagine a trade is going to get done here. You would think in the next week, 2 weeks, that the signal would be sent that Mason Rudolph would be gone, because he's not going to come back here if you have Pickett and Fields. What would you do, though, for a third-round pick? And if you have an opportunity to get something at a very reduced price that could be huge for your franchise, would you do it? I would like to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Steelers do have a couple of second-round picks they can throw out there. They're certainly not going to mess with their first-round pick. At least I don't think so. They need help on the interior part of their defense and offense, offensive line, defensive line. I think that's the most logical place for them to go, and there's some pretty good players who could come right in here and do that. Now, if you're Chicago and you find there's no market for Justin Fields, and all of a sudden you'll be giving him away, you know, they might decide to keep him. I think that's a long shot, but they might decide to keep him and then trade that pick and bring in assets. You know, they have some playmakers, I think, on that offensive side of the ball. If they add somebody like Harrison, the wide receiver from Ohio State, if they add more pieces, you can make Justin Fields look a lot better. If you believe that he can, you know, become a better down-the-field passer, if he could reduce the turnovers. And part of that were a lot of fumbles. So, you know, I don't know. I really think that a deal has to happen sooner rather than later, because to me, the longer the Bears wait, the worse it gets in terms of a return. And at one point, you're probably thinking there was a return and that could be a first-round pick. Well, that's gone. Now it could be second, maybe even third. So what do you do? How long do you wait at 412-928-9370? Also, you know, there's a lot of veteran releases going on here, and there's going to be a lot of people available. The problem with this, if you're the Steelers, is you don't have as much cap space as a lot of these teams. New England, which obviously needs help, a lot of help. They just released J.C. Jackson, who's been a pretty good player and also a very expensive player, so that they have now overtaken the Washington football team with cap space available. They have $100 million available in New England. Now, they need a quarterback there, but they also need more. They need, you know, foundational help, infrastructure help for their team. If you're going to bring in a top-tier quarterback, you don't want him to just get, you know, the David Carr treatment when he was with Houston, and 99 sacks or 78 sacks, whatever he had in his first year on the job. You want to have some infrastructure in place. Washington, $91 million in cap space. They released a few guys this week. Logan Thomas, I think, was among them, and others. The Eagles have a lot of people have money to spend. So there are opportunities out there. The Steelers might well dip into that free agency to talk about, again, inside linebacker, depending on how they view that. There are some pretty good cornerbacks out there, but being true to themselves means that they are going to defer to the one thing that they take pride in is a draft. Now, it's not always been great, but last year was a very good draft. You can help yourself and bring in guys who can play immediately at a very cheap rate compared to some of these guys who cost such much money in the free agent market. I mean, some of these contracts are out there. I was looking at, you know, Carolina's in a tough position with Brian Burns. He is a really good defensive player, but he also wants a lot of money. He wants like $30 to $35 million a year. There was once a time where Carolina could have traded him. A couple of teams were interested, and first-round picks were being discussed. He is a possibility in free agency, or I should say tag and trade. He doesn't get to that point, but tag and trade. They can actually franchise tag him, wait, and then come up with a trade. T. Higgins is another one. Even though he's got franchise tag money at $21 million, that doesn't mean he can't be traded. And quite frankly, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals may want to do that because they have to deal with the Burrow contract, which they already signed, but they also have Ja'Marr Chase, who I don't think is signed longer term. They're going to have to deal with him. Do you want to give $21 million to T. Higgins on a franchise, or would you trade him? You might be able to get some nice picks. But back to Burns, the reason Carolina might be interested in moving him, tag and trade, if you want to call it that, is because they don't have much of anything. You know, they're in a situation where they don't have a first-round pick this year. They gave that away. What are you going to do with him coming back on a bad team? It'd be better to utilize that as, you know, assets. If you can do that, you can certainly help yourself short term. So when I open all that up, it's, you know, it's combine time. There are a lot of guys out there making impressions. There are a lot of guys out there who are going to move up and down, you know, potential draft boards, and the Steelers are certainly surveying all of this right now in Indianapolis. 412-928-9370 is that number. Also want to get into the Penguins, who suffered a loss, one they couldn't afford, I don't think, at Seattle the other day. Grubauer pitches a shutout. Malkin's struggles continue. They continue to just, you know, go on a treadmill, not moving up or down, just staying where they are, which is not good as time continues to tick, tick, tick away. They don't have many games to right the ship, which leads us into next Friday's deadline. No, Penguins are in a situation where they have to make a decision here, I think. And, you know, Kyle Dubas has been waiting to figure this out. He's kind of doubled down on giving them an opportunity as a team to take a step forward, and they started well enough. But, you know, a big win, I thought, the other day against Vancouver when they're down 2-0 on the road against the best team in the NHL, and they came away with a 4-3 overtime win on a nice goal by Erik Karlsson. But they follow that up, even though they had, I thought, some of the better of the play early in that game against Seattle. They couldn't score, and it's 2-0, your final score there. So now they have back-to-backs this weekend with Calgary, with Edmonton. You got to win these games. They're going to see Edmonton twice, part of the remaining games left for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they got to dig out from this deficit. What do you think they should do? What will Kyle Dubas do at the trade deadline? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that. And I also want to get into the Pirates a little bit because we got a spring training game coming up here today. We saw Paul Skeens for the first time the other day. One inning, got over 100 on the gun, very efficiently done. One guy I want to see take a major step forward is Quinn Priester. And he looks different. You know, he's spent this offseason kind of bulking up. He needs to utilize that to get back to where he was with the fastball velocity, which really was the big story with him, I thought, last year. When he came up, I was expecting him to be one of those, you know, big dudes who's going to strike a lot of people out. He wasn't. He couldn't get that ball into the high 90s at all. It was sort of mid-90s, low-90s. And as a result, he really struggled in his first go-around here with the Pirates to the point where he had a 6-plus ERA. He's giving up home runs left and right. So it looks like maybe he can turn the corner. Maybe that's a great learning experience. One of the things you know about sports is you can't always just write people off. It's too easy to do that. Sometimes it takes years for people to develop. I think Mitch Keller is a pretty good example of that. When he was first here, everybody thought, untouchable, he's going to be the ace. He may not be the ace, but what he's turned himself into through struggles is a pretty good pitcher. One that they decided to re-sign. 5 years, $77 million. Good deal for them. Should be a good deal for him, for sure. But they still need pitching help there. They need, eventually, guys internally. Skeens will not start. No matter what, he can go 30 scoreless innings in the spring. He won't start here with good reason. They want to protect another year with him. But he will be up here, and hopefully sooner than later. But Priester's going to be a key also. He's a former number one pick. They need him to take a step forward. So I'm going to be watching him. Ronzi Contreras pitches today. What will he be? Is he going to be somebody who also takes time to develop? You should certainly hope so if you're a Pirate fan because he has a lot of good stuff, but he's got to figure out how to be consistently getting over the plate and getting ahead of hitters. He can't fall behind because he doesn't have the kind of stuff to dig him out of those deficits. A lot of this is location. A lot of it is just, you know, keeping guys off balance. I think when we first saw him, most people were optimistic that he was going to be somebody who can contribute to this rotation, but then he fell apart completely, as did Ortiz. They need guys like that internally, first and foremost, to step up. They brought in a couple of free agents. To me, they're fourth pitchers, whatever you want to classify them as. They can certainly help. Didn't cost much, low risk. But they need guys internally to do it. And if they can, it would certainly help them. 412-928-9370. We're going to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, and you call with your opinions right here as we go to 1 o'clock before the Pirates and the Detroit Tigers coming your way on all things 93.7. The Fan. And later today, we have Pitt in their final road game, I think, or one of the final road games at Boston College. They need to do some work after losing the other day. They're 9-8 in the ACC. You would think they're going to have to go on a long win streak here through the rest of this regular season into the ACC tournament. We're talking all things Pittsburgh sports. We're right here, 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. And it's brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one, Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Shendorovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, and Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. 412-928-9370. Before I go to the lines, spoke a lot about this yesterday, but rest in peace, Andy Russell. One of the best people that you will ever have met if you were lucky enough to meet him. Andy Russell was a throwback, two-time Super Bowl champ. He was one of the holdovers when Chuck Noll first came to Pittsburgh and pretty much eviscerated the rest of the roster. He didn't want to keep a lot of people around, but he was one of them to remain. He also became a captain, 7 Pro Bowls, missed some time because he was a military man, started a beautiful business after his career, was as successful with that, just an all-around great person. And as Rick Goslin wrote, and he said this many times over and over, he's a Hall of Famer who doesn't have a gold jacket and a bus. So rest in peace, Andy Russell, just a tremendous person, raised so much money locally here, UPMC concussion program, with his golf tournament. 40 years he hosted it, and it was very widely believed to be one of the best in the area. Brought in a lot of his former NFL players from his day and to take part, and we're going to miss him. Lost a great man yesterday in Andy Russell. All right, let's get to the lines. A lot of people want to talk. We'll go to George in Manesson, who's first. George, welcome to the show at 412-928-9370. What's up?
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, on Kenny Pickett, I can't imagine the amount of pressure he's going to be under this year, you know, to basically sink or swim. And I feel a lot of it is kind of not his fault. I think that the Steelers, when they drafted him, I think they should have put him in there right away. And there's that. And then the fact that this is going to be his third offensive coordinator, I just feel like if he would have been in from the beginning, that would have helped. And I'm hoping, you know, like I said, it's like a sink or swim. If he fails this year, then we're back to square one next year with a quarterback, and basically a number one draft pick is from 3 years ago is like wasted. So that's why I feel maybe we should bring a veteran backup in, and then next year.
Who should that veteran backup be?
I was thinking, you know, a lot of people disagree with this, but I think maybe Tannehill, because he knows the system that the offensive coordinator is in.
Right, and he's no real threat to Kenny Pickett. So I think, George, you're right. They want to find out what he is. Third straight year of an offensive coordinator. It's very similar to what Justin Fields went through in Chicago, which, you know, if you're going to mentioning one of the reasons why he struggled, it could be because he had multiple offensive coordinators. I don't know if that's, you know, legit or not, but it's the truth. And Pickett's had the same situation. So most likely a guy like Tannehill will be there. A lot of people have thrown the name Russell Wilson just because he would come cheap, and he's had success, even though the last few years have been rather up and down. So, again, this is a puzzle that has to be put together pretty soon. And to me, it all starts with Mason Rudolph. If they decide they want to sign him, they make him an offer he likes, he'll come back if he's given the opportunity to start, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if he doesn't, then you know, a lot of things are going to flip wide open here.
And I really want Kenny to succeed, I do. And, you know, I think maybe, you know, and to help him out, I know with the draft, I think this is what they're going to do. I think, you know, you try to beef up the offensive line just – you know, to get him the maximum protection we can get, you know, maybe a center or another guard.
Both. Thank you, George. I got to move along, but I appreciate the call. They're going to need a center, obviously. They got rid of Mason Cole. They're going to move Broderick Jones back to his natural position, but he played well at right tackle. They're going to need right tackle, I think, because Moore's at the end of a contract as well. So there are a lot of things in play there, which is why I think the first two picks will probably be guys in the trenches, unless somebody becomes available who they didn't expect moving forward. But getting back to what I said about, you know, how the Steelers do business, it's through the draft. I mean, they certainly want, and last year was a very good draft, and they got guys who came in and played. How good will be determined in years. But you could look at, you know, the Lions did it very well last year. That's a kind of team that had to do it. They had to start hitting on draft. You can only do so much in free agency without, you know, running out of money in free agency. So if you get guys who are rookies or second-year players contributing big, and they had, Sam Laporta was one of them, set all kinds of records at tight end. Jahmyr Gibbs, a lot of people don't want to take running backs in the first round. He was huge for them. Brian Branch was another one. They got a good draft. They came in immediately, and they played. Back to the lines we go. Sean in Imperial on line three joins us right now. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call. Wanted to focus on the Steelers QB situation and wanted to hit on a couple points that I think are key, and you would know better than anyone else, where, you know, we're about 2 months removed from the season, and the Steelers have put out, you know, plenty of sound bites to cover all bases in terms of what they're interested in at quarterback. They have sound bites out there that Kenny's our guy, first round pick, new offensive coordinator, let's develop him. They have sound bites out there, we want Mason Rudolph back. Khan, the owner, Tomlin, all say they want Rudolph back. So they're definitely talking out of both sides of their mouth, and I think you got to focus on the facts, which is in that must-win Seattle game, Kenny Pickett was a healthy scratch. And then a must-win Baltimore game, he was quote-unquote benched. And then in a must-win, obviously must-win playoff game, again, benched for Mason Rudolph. I think on top of this, though, aside from Rudolph and Pickett, I think this is a very unique situation and year in the NFL draft where you have a generational talent in Caleb Williams. He's going to be the number one choice. Where a team has a guy like Fields who is still a prized prospect. And I think it's malpractice if you don't bring in Russell Wilson or Justin Fields for a cheap price.
Thank you, Sean. A lot of good points there. And listen, they're in a position where they have an aging defense. I think that's well documented. It's a good defense, but it's, you know, guys who've been around for a long time. They want to try to get into a playoff situation where they could be a legitimate championship team. And this offseason will go a long way into that. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. Russell Wilson, to me, is a low-risk, potentially high-reward kind of guy, although some people think he won't be a good fit here. As far as Justin Fields, if the price comes down, that was my original point when we started this program today. If the price comes down to where it's a third-round pick only, because Chicago's running out of time and they're running out of teams that want to deal with them. It's pretty obvious. Otherwise, there would have been a trade by now, I think. And they want to go into the draft with clear-mindedness. They want to know what they have. They want to know if they have picks because of it or what it is. So I would imagine in the next week or two, they're going to make a decision there on what they're going to do. And if the price is a third-round pick, that's an intriguing price for someone who has an enormous amount of talent and who's somebody the Steelers were very much interested in the year he was drafted, even though they weren't in a position to get him. Let's go down to the bottom. We got Ken joins us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Ken, what's going on?
Yeah, Justin Fields. I'm not real impressed with
your cell phone connection's bad. Would you call back, please? Didn't sound very good at all. Let's go to Harry in Westview. Matty Harkins put you up there. What's up, Harry?
Hi, Pomp. Hey, you know they got this raised salary cap money. Don't you think they still need a salary cap on quarterbacks? I mean, is this just going to drive prices of quarterbacks up more and more?
I understand why you would say that, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. You know, there are other position players who probably want that to happen to save more money for them.
Right.
But when you have really good quarterbacks and you know the quarterback's the most important position out there, I don't see a day in the next several years where that will be happening.
Now, what about, you know, the one thing I liked when Bill Hillgrove was going out the doors, he said the same thing you said. Teams have to be built on the lines. And I just thought that was kind of unique. I mean, kind of the way it should be, you know?
Well, I mean, that's just, and I know that Both Omar Khan and Andy Weidel like to build from that foundation piece. And, yeah, and Bill Hillgrove, he's one of those guys who has always talked about the importance of the line. He's been around a long time, and we wish him well. We talked a lot about Bill yesterday and the retirement, and the great piece that Jack Hillgrove, his grandson, did on Steelers television. It was really well done, and, boy, what a career for Bill. He's still going hard. I've always told him I admire the passion. You know, he's the Vin Scully of Pittsburgh in terms of just keep going, and he's going to keep doing pit games, which is great to see. So wish Bill all the rest. I know his golf game will get better. So, Bill, if you're listening, I want strokes. 412-928-9370. Vinny is in Springdale, and right now he's on the Fan. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good talking to you.
You too.
I wanted to ask you a question. I was down Bradenton this week, and I was able to catch Tuesday's and Wednesday's game. And then all of a sudden, he decides to start Skeens at an away game. Can you imagine how disappointed I was?
Well, I can imagine your disappointment, but they can't make decisions based on where people are going to be. You know, he's going to pitch. I hope you stay longer down there, Vinny. You'll maybe catch him on the rebound. But they're doing what's best for him, which is why he only had one inning the other day. I think they're going to take their time with him, and, you know, we'll see where he goes. It was encouraging to see. I get it. You're down there. You want to see certain things. It's just like the NBA situation where they had, multiple guys sit down, rest on nights where I remember last year Steph Curry and company were going to Cleveland to play a game, and people bought tickets in the event, you know, that these guys would be there and play, and a lot of them did not play. And Golden State still won the game, even though most of their players weren't playing in that. So, you know, bottom line is you want to see him, but they have an obligation to their team and the player too. So wherever that fits, that fits. Hopefully you're hanging around down there. You get another chance to see it. You're going to hear Pirate Baseball today right here on the Fan at 1 o'clock following this program. It's the Pirates and Tigers from Lakeland, Florida. We'll take a break. 412-928-9370. Keep the calls coming. Love to hear from you on the Steelers, on the Pirates. What do the Penguins do now that they're sitting there and still digging out? And they're running out of time, although they do have games in hand. We'll talk about it as we continue right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back, 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. Bob Pompeiani Show is brought to you by Number One Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway, Cochrane.com. PNC Bank, make today the day. PNC Bank. Also, Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. And Shendorovich, and Fishman. Also want to remind you, the Giant Eagle Feed the Need. The benefit, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, will be on Tuesday, March 26th. You can donate now at 937thefan.com or text NEED to 50155. It's brought to you by Dollar Bank, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Wiggle Whiskey, Hampton Beer Outlet, Bill Few Associates, Wealth Management, and Spitzer Toyota. You can use one or more of the following bullet points to hit the message. Last year, 2 million more meals were provided because of an increased need. Parents are telling the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank that they're skipping meals so their kids can eat. That's unacceptable. 1 in 10 individuals, including 1 in 8 children, are food insecure. So help them at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. All right, Jim Rutherford spending more money. I just want to throw that out. He had JT Miller to a big deal. Now Elias Pettersson agrees to an 8-year, $92.8 million deal from Vancouver. So they're loading up. They got Brock Besser. They got a lot of guys who are going to get a lot of money. Rutherford's spending it. And he's made some trades also. He brought in Lindholm. You know, they got a good team, although the Penguins just beat him the other day. And the Penguins find themselves, just to update you, the Flyers are still probably the best logical thing the Penguins can hope for. That is third place in the Metropolitan Division. That's because the Penguins have 4 games in hand on the Flyers, who right now sit with 69 points. The Penguins are 7 behind them, 7 points. Got to make good on those extra if you still believe they're a team that can get to the playoffs. The wild card seems a little bit too daunting to me. Detroit has 72 points. Tampa Bay, 70 points. Tampa Bay's up and down. You never know what you're going to get from them. But again, back-to-back games this weekend. It's going to be one of the games in hand. You got to win both of them, I think. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ken in Charlotte, North Carolina, who had a bad cell connection. Ken, hopefully this is better.
Yeah, I fixed the other one. I turned the phone off and restarted and cleared out some cookies or whatever.
You don't like cookies?
Hey, well, I love cookies, but I can't have them. what I want to say about Justin Fields is I don't like him even for a third-round pick because it just reminds me too much of Mitch Trubisky 2.0. I don't like taking somebody from another team who hasn't succeeded with that team. We don't have an offensive guru that we can say, oh, this guy's going to fix him. And so if I was going to take Justin Fields, I wouldn't do it if it was going to chase away Mason. I like Mason. I like somebody that can throw the deep ball and connect. And so I would do it only, say we give him a fifth round, and it's known that he's only coming here and it's going to be a competition. He's not being given anything. The other thing I think is Kenny Pickett typically gets better every year. And so I am looking for Pickett to make a jump up, but I'm also not counting on it.
Well, I don't know if you can say that about last year. I thought he regressed as the year went on until they made a change at offensive coordinator. He only had one shot at that. So there is, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. But I thought he actually went backwards last year.
Well, and I can't disagree with that. But I'm thinking about his Pitt career where, you know, he seemed to progress every year until that senior year when he really took off. And again, I'm not counting on it. I just don't think Justin Fields is the answer. I'd rather probably get a veteran cheaper who, you know, I felt like was going to be okay if it was a competition and if he ended up as a backup.
Thank you, Ken, for the call down there in Charlotte. I hear that to some degree, but I also know this. Every now and then you get a chance at picking up someone at very low cost, where the risk is very low based on that cost, but the return could be huge. And I'm not saying that he is this man, but what I am saying, and he's 24 years old, he's actually younger than Kenny Pickett. And in his 3 years with Chicago, yes, he had turnoveritis. He made a lot of bad throws, but he does have the arm strength to get it down the field. You know, if you look at the raw numbers, 6,674 passing yards in 3 years. How about over 2,200 rushing yards, the mobility factor? 40 passing touchdowns and 14 rushing touchdowns. That's an element to me that sounds like there is a lot of untapped talent there. It just needs to be harnessed a little bit and done within the context of an offense that has a good running game and some potential wideout talent there as well, if they can improve the offensive line. I don't know. All I'm suggesting is, you may not get many opportunities like this moving forward. In other words, just somebody who falls through the cracks, nobody wants because there are not many openings. He costs too much potentially with a fifth-year option. However, the return could be huge. And Omar Khan said, you know, his number one thing is to try to make the team better at all avenues. Is this part of what they're thinking? Or do they, you know, if you double down on Pickett and it doesn't work out, now you're going to be searching for this potential here moving forward. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I do know that I'm intrigued with Fields, although I do recognize how much inaccuracy he has at times, and again, turning the ball over, which is critical for a team that was 10-28 during his time in Chicago, if he's no longer there. Let's go to the counselor who joins us on the cell. Counselor, welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show. How are you?
Hi, Bob. My thought on the Pirates is this. I still think they need to convert Jared Triolo to an outfielder. If they're not going to let Davis, he's a catcher. That's it. Okay, fine. But there's three people vying for second base. You know, Pagero and Gonzalez. I think they need to convert Triolo, because I like his bat too, to an outfielder. I think he can do it, but, you know, they don't have anybody. I'm not impressed with Oliveras or whatever that guy. Yeah,
Edward Oliveras. Well, I mean, he had some success with St. Louis. He's, you know, he gives you some veteran at-bats. As far as Triolo, I am intrigued. You know, people forget he's still pretty young. He has a lively bat, and he's shown that he could be a gold glove caliber third baseman. To me, there's no doubt he could probably play first base. If they're looking for someone, maybe for now, and I know they brought in Rowdy Tellez for it's a one-year deal, but you know, they may want a platoon, and this is the thing about a team that's still emerging, maybe, is there's too much platooning going on in a lot of key positions. You want to be eventually like the Dodgers or the Braves in that you have a lineup you know you're going to see every single night, with very few exceptions. And right now they don't have that.
Well, I still say, you know, if you're going to try and you want one of those other two second basemen, And you have tomorrow Johnson, too. There's another second baseman. Okay? I believe you should look at converting Triolo to the outfield and get a he's the right field. I mean, that's just my opinion going forward, to get him a bat, no, not just lefty platoon of bats, you know what I mean, when a lefty's pitching. I think his bat's good enough that he can play against both.
Thanks, Counselor. Appreciate it. We'll see. I mean, he's going to get opportunities to see what he has. You know, they have a lot of, you know, platoon guys on their team. I want to see more guys who take over positions, and you don't have to worry about platoon. You put them out there, the lineup's easy. You don't have to shuffle your lineup 85 times. Another guy you didn't mention, but he's eventually going to be, if he lives up to this, is Sungchae Ching. He is their second baseman. He's an infield prospect who played for, I think, the Taiwan baseball team in the World Baseball Classic. Anyway, he had a 423-foot home run. He's supposed to be, they moved him to Altoona at the end of last year, I believe. And this is another guy you're going to throw into it. But at some point, someone has to emerge as your everyday second baseman, to me. And I'm not sure at this point. Peguero may be it. You know, they've used Jiwon Bae over there. They use a lot of people. But you got to have somebody who just takes that position and runs with it. Let's go to Frank in Chippewa right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Bob. You got the golf clubs out? You ready?
Oh, they've been out. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'll ever be ready. What is ready? In golf, it's like whatever your idea of ready. I just want to get out, play, have fun. I think it's a great therapy to put the phone away, not look at it, get out there, fresh air, walk. I don't care how bad or good I play, although I try to be good.
Yeah. No, I enjoy it. You know, I'm not a scratch golfer by any means, but if I shoot a 90, 92, I'm happy and never get mad on the golf course. You're right. But real quick, I wanted to talk about why haven't the Steelers got a couple more players? You know, Allen Robinson seems like a no-brainer, but I heard that they liked him and they might want to try to restructure along with Cam. But I would cut Patrick Peterson also and I'd like to bring in Jordan Whitehead in free agency. I think he'd be an upgrade over Peterson. He's bigger, stronger, younger. What are your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't mind that. I think they have money that they can actually get rid of at this point. And Peterson would be somebody who, you know, especially if they draft somebody who is, on the – and remember, they have Corey Trice coming back from an injury. And I'm not so sure how good or bad he can be, because we never got a shot to see him. But they thought he – and in college he was a good – playmaker. So they may want to save money there. They will restructure Cam, I believe. And, they're going to have to. Allen Robinson, to me, will be a cap casualty. They're just not going to keep him around. I don't think he was what they thought he could be. Good veteran guy to help maybe the young guys, but they got to come up with cash in other positions. So there'll be some of that going on.
Yeah. I just was wondering what's taken so long, because, I guess you can't tamper anyways, right? We got another 2 weeks, so I guess.
Well, see, I never understood. Right. They call this the legal tampering. Isn't that an oxymoron right there? I mean, what is legal tampering versus if you're willing to accept legal tampering, I got to believe illegal tampering is going on as we speak.
Oh, it was going on right after the season.
Yeah, there's no question. There are ways they can circumvent all this, and they figure out what they want to figure out. Whatever gets to legal tampering, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, hit them straight, buddy. Have a good year.
All right, Frank, thank you. Appreciate that. You do the same at 412-928-9370. All right, we have another hour here, and then we're going to have Pirate Baseball coming your way today. Ronzi Contreras will be on the mound. He's another project that they need to hopefully see develop very quickly, because he came here with high hopes. Did not happen last year. Maybe, the one thing, Matty Harkins, I always tell people, sometimes – success is only possible through a lot of failure. You know, people think that it's immediate, like you bring somebody in and they're immediately, I don't care how highly their draft, what you think of them. Sometimes you got to go through some bad times to appreciate the good times, And I think some of these guys have done that now. Contreras, maybe he's learned something from what happened to him last year. I certainly hope so. Priester would be the same. And if that happens, the Pirates will be a better team because of it, given the strength of their bullpen, I think. So, you got to go through, and that's why I don't like to write people off so quickly. It's easy to call people busts a year or two after you expect things from. Just give them some time. Let's see what happens. Now, maybe they will be. Maybe they won't be. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. It's time to check out Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Today, Periods of rain, drizzle. This will linger into the early afternoon, but the temperature will be rising 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 41. Tomorrow, warm clouds. We're approaching 70 degrees with a high of 67, which means a lot of people will be out doing stuff tomorrow afternoon. All right, we have another full hour coming up. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you call. You can also hit me up on Twitter at KD Pomp and join us tomorrow night for the number one Cochran Sports Showdown, 11:35 KDKA after the late news. Coming up, it's a headline, and then we'll take more calls until 1 o'clock right here on the Bob Pompiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. Ding, 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 we have a shift change as Matt Harkins has left the building. Joel Nelson in the hot seat. You can call 412-928-9370, and he will answer, and he'll put you on if you want to talk some Pittsburgh-related sports or what have you right here on our program until 1 o'clock, and that's when we'll join Pirate Baseball. Pittsburgh, Detroit, down in Lakeland, Ronzi Contreras on the mound. And in between, it's Paul Alexander for a couple of hours before Pitt pregame as the Panthers take on Boston College in their last road regular season game. They got to go on a hot win streak based on what's happened now to get into this NCAA tournament. You'll hear it all right here on your home for Pirates and Panthers Sports, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani here with you. Our show brought to you by Number One Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. And check out the Number One Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night, KDK-TV, 11:35. Also, PNC Bank, make today the day. Check out the virtual wallet they have. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call both here, and KDKA-TV+. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, if you're driving around there, check it out. Great place to go watch games, fine dining, casual dining, whatever you want. It's all available there. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet. 412-928-9370. We've talked a lot about the Steelers, what they may or may not do. It's still very much up in the air. This is the minutia time of the combine where people give you a lot of different things. And the Steelers are pretty good at this. So, you know, you could find some comments where they want to keep Mason Rudolph and sign him, and then there are comments, that they're maybe looking outside. Who knows? They're playing it tight to the vest. They do a pretty good job of that. But they're, the quarterback position, as always, is going to get all of the attention until it is figured out. We do know Kenny Pickett's back. That's the only thing certain at this point. A lot of people have talked about Justin Fields, and the problem, if you're the Bears, is that the market is going backwards. There was a time when maybe you could have gotten a lot more than what they're being currently offered by a very few amount of teams, which is a second or third round pick, or maybe a second and fourth, or maybe a third, period. The longer it goes, I think the asking price for Chicago will have to go down, because you know they're going to, with a number one overall pick, by all accounts, take Caleb Williams at quarterback. That leads Justin Fields into no man's land. What do you do if you're then? You can't keep both around, can you? There's no way to do that. He's got a fifth-year option coming up. And if you're the team, this is the one thing that may prevent the Steelers from getting involved in that. Number one, if you bring him in, he's got to start. There's no other way around it, right? Because if he has to start, you got to find out if you're going to get a fifth-year option with him. So you can't just let him be the backup. Number two, if you do bring him in, you'll probably affect Kenny Pickett in any potential progress he may show. And number three, you will definitely not bring in Mason Rudolph. So there are a lot of things in play here. How do they want to go with it? You can also bring in a veteran, like we've heard a lot about Ryan Tannehill. That makes sense, given Arthur Smith and what he's done with him in the past. Russell Wilson is available at what looks like a very cheap price. And if it's a cheap price, why wouldn't you want it? And you can label him a backup if you want, if he understands that coming in. Although I would imagine, if he's brought here, this is a team that wants to win now. This is a team that has an aging defense, but a good defense. He may be somebody with a low risk that can do good things. He had a pretty good year in Denver before they decided to go in another direction there. So, you never know how this is going to work out. Other possibilities for Fields. I'm never going to rule out Denver. Denver's a wild card to me. They need quarterback help. They have some assets there, and we'll see what they can do. There are a lot of teams that do not have the draft equity available for Chicago to be interested. So I don't think there are that many teams interested right now in him, which again leads to a diminished asking price and which would raise the opportunity potentially for a team like the Steelers. And I'm not by any means saying he's an answer here. What I am saying is you may get something at a very low cost that could provide tremendous success in the future. And would you want to pass on that? It depends on how you feel about Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're also talking about the Penguins, who are still digging out lost to Seattle the other day. They got back-to-backers against Calgary, and they'll see Jacob Markstrom, no doubt, there in that game. And then they go to Edmonton. How about Zach Hyman, Joel Nelson? Zach Hyman, 40 goals in 56 games. You want to talk about the impact of a superstar or two like Connor McDavid and what he can do for people on a roster. I never thought Zach Hyman would be in the discussion of quickest guy to 50 goals in 50 games, but he has 40 and 56.
Pretty under the radar, isn't it, when you're playing with, you know, getting overshadowed by guys like McDavid and Draisaitl, indeed.
Yeah, they got a good team. And Edmonton is flying right now. This could be their year. Who knows, out in the Western Conference. And they got a lot of good teams out there as well. But the Penguins, if you're going to legitimately look at an opportunity for them to clinch a playoff, so I would have to be third in the Metro. The Flyers, they lost last night, so they have 69 points. I think they lost last night. I don't know. They have 69 points in 61 games. Penguins are 7 behind them, but they have 4 games in hand. The wild card is getting a little bit too much for me to see them overcoming. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams to overcome. Detroit has 72. Tampa has 70. Pittsburgh with 62, and they need points this weekend. 412-928-9370. Let's get to it. DJ in Pittsburgh joins us first this hour. Hey, DJ, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, as far as Kenny Pickett goes, I think I've seen enough of Kenny Pickett last year, and I think he's just an average backup quarterback in the NFL. I think he's going to be a lot of injuries with him, so I don't think he's going to last anyway. I think you're going to have to go after Justin Fields to be actually legit and be a Super Bowl caliber team. And as far as the play-by-play, I want Greg Brown from the Pirates to move over to the Steelers. I wanted your opinion on that. I think that guy's tremendous.
Oh, he is, Greg.
I think he'd be a good fit.
I went to school with Greg for a while there. We've known each other for a long, long time. But that's not going to happen. He's got a lot of work going on with the Pirates, and hopefully it's a good season for him. I wish all of them well or in that broadcast facility because they deserve it after all the years that have gone through, the lean years. I'd love to see them get back to where they were in the 2013-14 seasons.
Well, Bob, you can go with you be plan B for a backup to be the play-by-play, okay? I'll go with you then.
I would be honored to be considered, believe me. I've known Bill Hillgrove for a long time, a tremendous person on top of being a very wonderful broadcaster. But thank you, DJ. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Glenn in Glen Willard. That makes sense. Glenn, what's up? Did you move there because of your name?
Hey, Bob, you think Tyler Palcock could be the Steelers quarterback? Bob, Glenn from Glen Willard, come on.
I had a feeling it was you, Starkey, but I wasn't sure because there could be a Glenn and Glen Willard. So I'm thinking to myself, is this Joe Starkey? You haven't done this in a while, which led me to believe this was a legitimate call. Because normally you hit me up fairly regularly, you know, with one of those names that as soon as I would see, I'd say, oh, okay, that ain't happening. Glenn and Glenn Willard made sense to me, but I haven't heard from him, so you picked your spot well.
I thought I did. Jolie should be monitoring the numbers. The numbers come up. He should have seen my name and number up there. I got him, Bob, and I got you. Glenn from Glen Willard. That makes my day.
Well,
how
Glenn
are you?
From Glen Willard, what would you like to talk about today, Glenn from Glen Willard?
I told you. Do you think Palco could do the job?
What are you playing golf? You haven't FaceTimed me in a while.
No, I'm supposed to play golf today, but it's too bad of a day, Bob. I don't want to ruin your show. I just wanted to call in. Did you hear Falsey on the air last night?
No, I didn't know he was on the air last night.
Yeah, he did a show from like 7 to 10. It was great.
Well, I was at Disney on Ice with the grandkids, so I was not tuned into anything. So I'm good for Falsey. Is he making a return here, or was that just a one-time deal?
I don't know. But I hadn't heard him. I was tearing up on the air. I miss him. You're going to work with Zeiss on Monday. So you gird yourself for that, Bob, and I'll see you on Monday.
So wait a minute. So three of us will be in?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
just
that.
Just like me, you, and Ron used to do.
Okay, good. Well, that'll be interesting. I'm sure we'll have a very interesting conversation about a lot of things.
You think Ron has already had his first beer in Fort Myers today?
What time? Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's the breakfast of champions for Ron, right? He's got to have that.
For at least the next 10 years. Thank you, Bob. I have to go.
Glenn, thank you very much, and we look forward to another call from Glenn Willard soon. Thank you, Glenn. We'll see you on Monday. 412-928-9370. Chris in Hopewell joins us on the Fan Hotline. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bob. First of all, I was saddened to see that Bill Hillgrove was going to be going, but I definitely think you'd be a great replacement, and I hope that will happen. Also, I just wanted to ask you if you think, because I heard Omar Khan was saying that he's just sticking with Kenny Pickett. Is the door shut completely, you think, for Justin Fields and Russell Wilson?
No, I think that, you know, they're doing what they have to do.
Thank you.
And thank you, Chris. Thanks for the call. Yeah. I think they're playing whatever game they got to play, which is, you know, you don't want to telegraph what you're going to do to other teams. You're certainly sitting there. And if there are opportunities that make sense, Omar has dealt with Chicago already. Maybe they don't want to deal with him anymore after the Chase Claypool trade. You know, so we'll see on this one. I don't think they're going to rule anything out. I think they want to see what's available. I think they're looking potentially with Pickett as their number one option. And I do believe they like what Mason Rudolph did. But again, I'm just saying, if there's a bargain to be held and available to you with a guy like Justin Fields, and it only cost you a third round pick, for example, and the market's going a little bit backwards, and Chicago knows it, and they know it, why wouldn't you want to do it? Unless, again, you believe that he's not going to be your answer here, and you know he has the things that have intrigued Mike Tomlin over the years. The mobility is undeniable. Now, the inaccuracy sometimes down the field, the turnovers, all of that's got to change. But if you believe he's one of those talents that you may not get many opportunities like this at a very low risk offer, you have to consider it. And I think they'll do their due diligence on just about every option out there. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Scott in the car, joins us on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question for you, Bob, is that we're looking at trying to get a new right tackle, and we're looking in the draft. I think we have somebody on the team, Darnell Washington, who's the tight end, who I think would be a great candidate to be Larry Brown of 30 years ago. And I think he would be a great right tackle, and he'd make a lot more money playing right tackle than he would playing tight end in the NFL.
Well, he has certainly shown. Yeah, Scott, thank you for the call. He has shown the ability to do that. He's a very good blocker. They didn't really feature him much in the pass game, although I would like to see more of that if he stays at tight end, because I think he's a tough guy to tackle, but he certainly is a wonderful asset in the blocking game. I don't know if they go to that extent. I do know they want to move Broderick Jones back to left tackle, which is his natural position, and they may need a right tackle. So we'll see what that holds. But, you know, is that a possibility? Sure. He has that sort of mindset. You know, we talked to him last year at training camp. He said, I remember asking him, would you rather have a 40-yard touchdown pass or a pancake block? He didn't hesitate and said pancake block. So that's where his mind is. So I have no problem with that if they decide to do it. And whether or not he'll be successful, we'll see. 412-928-9370. We got Ryan in New Jersey where the Devils are fading. They lost Arizona. No. Who'd they lose to last night? Was it Arizona or Anaheim? One of the two teams.
I think it was Anaheim. Yeah, the Caps beat the Flyers last night. So even though the Caps are ahead, they don't expect to go anywhere. So that does the Pens a solid. On Starkey, and I like Joe. I always like the show. You know who he is? He's that the kid in seventh grade who hums under his breath in class. And the more you tell him it annoys you, the more he does it. Because I bet now 13 out of the last 14 days since Cook retired, he's asked, do you think Ron's opened a beer yet? They're like right in the first 10 minutes of the show. So it's just no matter, like, just over and over again.
He's listening right now in Glenn Willard, so you can say that message.
Glenn Willard. Anyway. So my favorite day of the year is always the NHL trade deadline. It's usually where you get the most action out of all sports, other than like the first day of baseball free agency. I know Pittsburgh, haha. But the Pens at this point, I mean, a week ago I would have said they should dump everybody. Now I'm kind of starting to come around to, well, these guys are getting really old really fast. So I don't think, you know, Dubas should start dealing picks to get guys. And he definitely needs to dump. I talked to you last week about Smith, you know.
And what would you expect the return to be on him?
Well, see, here's the thing. I was thinking about this because you said you'd be selling low. Remember, they took him on as a straight-up salary dump. Vegas had cap problems. They had to get rid of people. So the Pens, would they give up a fourth-round pick? So they really didn't pay for Riley Smith. They were just taking a cap
dump. Okay, but what would you get?
Well, if you get nothing, what does it matter? Because it was basically a salary cap dump to you in the first place. What you're getting is $5 million off the cap next year. That's what you're really getting.
Okay.
But even if you get marginal or whatever to move a body to free up a roster slot at this point. And the other thing I just saw, Frank Cervelli said that Gensel's injury was a broken finger. Did you guys hear that?
Like, well, I knew it was something on the hand. I don't know if it's a broken finger or not, but he's skating and he's going to be back right after the deadline.
Yeah. Well, not to sound old, but you remember when Adam Graves destroyed Lemieux's wrist and he missed 2 days? I'm just thinking, things have changed, that's for sure. So, but anyway, back to the Pens. You know, if they can move some people, if they can just switch bodies out and make some hockey trades, go for it. I mean, they're not gonna win the cup. But then again, I mean, we're getting really close to the edge here, where they're not gonna be close to making the playoffs, and we're gonna be off the edge of the cliff, and we're not gonna get to see any shot. So I would honestly take a 22 series chance against the Rangers right now, because, man, with the depth of their roster, we are getting close to the abyss. Crosby didn't score, so the team didn't score.
Well, that's the problem. Ryan, you're exactly right. Thank you for the call in New Jersey. You know, it seems like if he doesn't score, nobody scores. Malkin's disappeared completely. The power play is just one of the worst possible outcomes for them is this power play. It's affected everything. It has made all the expectation for their bottom six under a huge amount of scrutiny, because they're not supposed to score a lot of goals, you know, but when your power play fails you as it has, and you're not getting much production from Malkin now at all, I mean, it's you can't overcome it. They need somebody more than somebody. They need a lot of changes here, it looks like, at this point. They can play good periods. They do, and sometimes you go, like that Vancouver game, I thought they were the better team, really, discounting the first 10 minutes, and you would expect Vancouver to come up. And by the way, Elias Pettersson just got an 8-year, $92 million deal from Jim Rutherford. So, you know, he spent a lot of money. They got a good team out. Penguins beat him. But I think they can stack up with teams if they play the way they're and take advantage of situations. You know, not give up shorthanded goals, not give up a 5-on-3 power play goal with a shorthanded goal as soon as you score it. It just, these kinds of things are very mind-boggling to me. Let's go to Robin O'Hara real quick before we take a break. We got a lot of callers on, so we'll try to work through all the way through the list. But, Rob, you're first up on that one. Go ahead.
Thanks, Bob. You know, this quarterback situation has been overanalyzed, and I'm going to tell you what I think the Steelers should do, given their seemingly obsession with getting a mobile quarterback, i.e. Justin Fields. You trade Pickett to Chicago for Fields if you want Fields that bad. And
what are they going to do? What are they going to do with Pickett? They're going to have the number one pick. You can't just do that. They're going to take Caleb
exactly
Williams.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They'll draft Chicago will draft one of the top quarterbacks, and Pickett's going to have to play backup if the quarterback fails.
Well,
because if you bring Fields here and keep Pickett here, you know he's going to sulk. You know, meaning Pickett, he's going to sulk and. You know, so just move him. And, you know, it's better to get him out of his hometown, I think, anyways. But, if you know, they want to do the running game. The running game only works if you go downfield. They should have kept the coordinators, you know, Sullivan and what's his name? The running back guy. I can't.
Well, first of all, Sullivan, he didn't go anywhere, you know.
Yeah, I know, but he's not. You know, they had it working for 4 games there at the end of the season, and now they're doing the same nonsense that they do not want to play Rudolph. They can sit there and say they want to bring him back to pacify the fan base, but they don't want to bring him back and let him play. That's
all right, Rob.
Line.
We'll see how it works. Thanks for the call. I got to go to a break. We have a couple of Pauls on the line, Ross Township and Verona, Melvin, Joe, and two Joes. Jeez, now this can't be Starkey, can it? No. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to remind you, our show brought to you by number one Cochran, shop 24/7 with expressway.cochran.com. By PNC Bank, make today the day. By Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. By Iron Rock Tap House in Greensboro, come see what everyone's talking about. And by Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, both here and KDK Plus. So that's on every night of the week at 10:35. We'll take a break, come back, roll more calls in as we get set for Pirate Baseball 1 as they take on the Tigers right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, we're rolling along on a wet Saturday. But it's going to be a warming Saturday. Forecast comes at the end of the hour. I want to remind you about Giant Eagle, feed the need, to benefit Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, Tuesday, March 26th. Donate now at 937thefan.com or text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. It's brought to you in part by Dollar Bank, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Wiggle Whiskey, Hampton Beer Outlet, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, and Spitzer Toyota. That's the Feed the Need Telethon. Well, we're going to feed your need and get you some sports calls right here on all these interesting topics, beginning with Paul in Verona, who joins us right now. Hey, Paul, how are you? Paul?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Okay, this is the Apollo Flash.
Okay. Anyway, Flash, what's up?
Andy Russell. I don't know if you remember when he intercepted the ball and he was running down the field towards the end zone, and his teammates were asking him to lateral the ball because mm-hmm. he was so slow.
I think that was one of the longest returns, and it stood for many years. Like,
go ahead.
No, if that's the play you're thinking of, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I'll never forget Myron. He explained why Andy was running so fast, and he said he got hit in the fanny by the terrible towel. So I always remember that. Besides Andy being one of the only, I don't know how many players that the Steelers took from the pre-Chuck Noll era.
Only four, and he was one of them, and yeah. Chuck made him a captain. That's how much he thought of him. So,
yeah.
Pretty good stuff, yeah. And we're going to miss Andy Russell, no doubt. Thank you, Paul, for the call Verona or the Apollo Flash. Joe in Hopewell Township joins us right now. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Bob, thanks for getting me on the radio here.
Sure, what's up?
Love to see you doing the fill-in for Bill Hillgrove. I think you do a great job.
Appreciate that. So, like I said, I'd be honored to even be considered.
Well, I'm sure you are considered. I'm a Hopewell guy as well. We met many, many occasions. Anyway, I don't understand what everybody with the Steelers hate about Mason Rudolph. I mean, coming out of college, this guy was amazing. He destroyed Pitt. You know, we need a center. We need to bring in Parker Johnson. We need to bring in a center. I've seen the last four games, my buddies think I have a bromance with Mason Rudolph. No, I have a bromance with good football. And the bottom line is, in four games, Mason Rudolph did what basically was doing what Ben Roethlisberger was doing, throwing the ball deep. Are we looking to, like, worry about Kenny Pickett's feelings? I mean, I just don't understand it.
Well, and what makes Mason Rudolph even better in that spectrum is the fact that he hadn't played or even taken snaps for 2 years, and he came right in and did a pretty remarkable job, which is why Mike Tomlin stuck with him.
Well, I just don't understand why we got to put Kenny in there. We got to worry about Kenny's feelings.
I think what it comes down to, Joe, is the fact that they took him 20th overall. They have a big investment in him. They want to see him succeed. And in most cases, most teams will do this. They're going to give first-round picks, especially quarterbacks, as much time as they need before they make a decision. Now, there are exceptions to that, and Trey Lance in San Francisco is probably the biggest one, where he was taken third overall, and they finally just said, we can't deal with this, so we're going to make a move. But most of the reasoning here has to do with, I think, where he was drafted.
We got to quit putting so much emphasis on drafted number one. Tom Brady was a number six draft pick.
I mean, well, listen, the Steelers so eventually soured on Devin Bush and made it, I still think after 2 years, are you not intrigued at all with anything Pickett has shown you? I know there's a lot of negative, but tell me about some of the other stuff that he has done. Like in that game against Cincinnati before he got injured, I thought that was his best performance since he was a Steeler.
Now, it's not that I don't like Kenny, but like I said, I like good football. And I see Mason Rudolph play in two games. One was about 15 degrees out, and another was a typhoon. And he played extremely well. And Kenny would have been dropping the ball. And this field nonsense, I mean, come on. The guy's got like 25, 30 fumbles. The guy doesn't know how to hold on to the ball.
That's one of the negatives, no doubt. Joe, thank you for the call. Appreciate it in Hopewell Township. 412.
Good luck. I hope you get that job.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Like I said, I should have a lot of people. I'd be honored. 412-928-937, but I have a great job, too, that I really love. So, we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, where are we going here? We're going to go to Melvin in Indiana. Hello, Melvin. How are you?
Swell. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
I want to discuss this insane love affair with Justin Fields. So
Well,
people love him
you say
because of his reputation or because of his potential, but look at his results. His team, the Bears, are drafting first because he stinks.
Right. Well, because they haven't won, and they gave him what they thought was enough people. You know, DJ Moore's a really good receiver. If they could add another receiver like a Harrison there, and they could, you know, that they, all of a sudden their run game is good. It was, I think, top in the NFL last year. They had things in place that would have made you think that Justin Fields would do better. But they ended up with the worst situation. They're picking number one. I think he's 8-20 in his last 28 starts. Turnovers have been a problem.
Yeah,
but
I will.
But you ask about you ask about the love. Here's what you don't have here. 40 touchdown passes and 14 rushing touchdowns, plus 2,200 rushing yards in addition to over 6,000 passing yards. That's what you don't have. Now, what you do have is a quarterback who doesn't make turnovers. That guy makes a lot of turnovers. There's no question about that. And that's probably the biggest reason why he's available.
Yeah, they're picking first for a reason.
But let me ask you this, though. If he became available for a third-round pick, you don't think it's worth the risk?
No, because then you're basically having another tryout with a guy that you don't know if he can do it or not. Yeah, he throws a couple of touchdown passes. He runs for some touchdown passes. And like you just said, he had like 40 fumbles.
I know. And that's the intriguing part of him is that
winners don't fumble.
Okay, I get it, which is why he's available, which is why the price is dropping potentially. But I'm just saying, if he shores that up, the other potential at age 24 is still very much there. You're asking why people like him? It's because of what he is potentially capable of doing. That's all. And we'll see where that takes him. But thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 412-928-9370. Thank you, Melvin. We got Paul, Rich, and Joe. We're going to take Paul right now. He's been waiting quite a bit, and so is Joe. So we'll go to Paul before we go to break, and Joe and Rich, hang on. Paul, what's up? Hello, Paul. Paul, are you there in Ross Township? Ding, 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 Paul. Okay.
Oh, I'm here.
Bob. Okay, sorry. Good. What's up?
My apologies. I feel like I'm piling on with the previous caller, but I'm just having my doubts about Justin Fields, and I wonder if he's like Chicago's Kenny Pickett, the top draft choice that hasn't panned out in the way they had hoped. But you covered some good points there with the numbers you brought up and what he's done. So to maybe address a question you asked, like, would I take him if we could get him for just a third-round pick? I would say if we did that, I think you have to basically install him as your starter because I think that would be the end of Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, if there's a reason why they won't do it, that'll be it. But, yes, you couldn't bring him in here just to be a backup because then you're going to have to figure out to pay him or not with the option, fifth-year option, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get a true evaluation is if he plays and if you see it for yourself. So that would be the end of probably Pickett or Mason Rudolph or anyone else.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. We got Rich. We got Joe on the line. Hang on. We'll get to you next. We're going to take a break. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, and we continue. But I want to remind you about the Fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Calls continue right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show next, 93.7 The Fan. We got Pirate Baseball coming up top of the hour. Pittsburgh, Detroit, Lakeland, Florida. Ronzi Contreras will be on the hill. And then in between that and the Pitt game, it's Paul Alexander here taking your calls at 3:30 until 5:30. Pregame show and then tip off at 6. Pitt and Boston College. And the Panthers need to go on a run. 412-928-9370 is that number. Rich in Forest Hills is our next caller here. What's up, Rich?
Bobby, I'm calling to tell you I'm willing to make a personal sacrifice. I'll give up my Saturday morning access to you if you get the Steeler gig. And I think you will get the gig if you want it. So congratulations in advance.
I appreciate that you even think that I would be, I'm just honored, like I said, to be even considered for that. So thank you. But what's up?
I think the thing that Kenny Pickett brings to this team is affordability at the quarterback position. I know that's going to make people scream. But, the salary cap is the salary cap, and the Steelers have a ton of holes. My thinking is that Arthur Smith was hired as an offensive coordinator and somebody who could develop a quarterback, whether it's Chicago's quarterback or our quarterback or whoever. I think that the distinction has to be made by Arthur Smith, which quarterback will play best to his scheme. But let's assume for the second it is Pickett. You know, if Pickett's not a turnover machine, that's exactly what this offense is going to need. You know, assuming they do the fifth-year option for the running back.
Would you do that, by the way, Rich? Would you bring Najee back? I would at that fifth-year option.
Yeah, I mean, I just like his character. I think you got to pay for a little bit of that. You know, they have a way of paying for bad character. And, you know, I think Najee Harris has proven to be a solid Steeler. And, I hope he comes back. But at any rate, you know, it looks like the wide receiver position's a little bit in flux. They're going to have to rely on the ground game. They've gotten rid of a center. You know, if they don't draft a center, they're going to have to pay money to get a center. So they got enough money to spend moving around. They're not going to, you know, trade all the draft picks and get the, you know, a top five pick and make a run at one of those quarterbacks. It's going to be the same situation. You're not going to get anybody that's going to come into the league this year is going to just light it up. I personally don't believe. Yeah. So,
no, I think it's – you know, it sounds to me like they have already made their choices, you know. And I would be – but, again, my only thing about if that price keeps dropping with Fields, you know, it seems like something that would be worth considering, you know, given his talent beyond all the other stuff.
Makes you wonder if the Steelers wouldn't be bidding against themselves. A lot of people think, and I personally think, that Pickett could have been had in the second round. You know,
well, a lot of people believe that for sure.
I mean, are you bidding against yourself by being the only serious suitor for Justin Fields right now? It reminds me.
Well, I still think Atlanta has a play in that. Atlanta would do well to bring him in.
Well, yes and no. I mean, again, you've
even
got,
Denver.
You've got a whole, well, Denver, I think, is more, it'd be more of a continuity of from what they've been to what they would be with him. And I think it'd be, to be honest with you, I think it'd be a real change in the Steelers' offensive makeup with that kind of a guy. So
yeah.
He's unproven. I think the system changes a lot. I think you stick with what works for you. Looks like you got two great running backs. You got competent tight ends. You know.
Yeah. Well, hey, Rich, I hear all that. They got a foundation. You're right, and I got to go. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate it. They do. And so you need a quarterback. But, you know, you'd want more than a game manager. I think what you're describing is someone who is a game manager. You don't take a guy in the 20th overall pick to be a game manager. You take him to be more than that. And I think that's the thing that they're trying to extract from Kenny Pickett. Can Arthur Smith be the person who do it? If you go back to the Tennessee days with Ryan Tannehill, I think he extracted as much as he could out of Ryan Tannehill. Of course, it helped to have Derrick Henry in your backfield. They have a good backfield situation, but so did the Bears. They had one of the best running games in the NFL, and yet still, the turnovers killed them. And Justin Fields, despite all of his talent and his wah factor, just wow, look at that guy, he still made too many mistakes. Joe in Verona has been really patient. Joe, thank you for being patient. You're up.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good
afternoon. Yeah, we're talking about the Pirates, but they're too stubborn, the Steelers. I mean, they made a mistake on Pickett, and they're trying to, you know, prove that they didn't. So we'll just leave that alone. After this year, could be another disaster if he's the quarterback. But Nutting did a lot of talking this spring, and, you know, he was all pumped up, it sounded like. But, you know, Huntington said when he was the general manager that we have a good team, we will definitely add. And after that 2015 year, I have no trust in Nutting at all. And he's made a couple deals, the Pirate favorite for, you know, Keller and Reynolds and Hayes. But you can be getting, and just excuse me, Bob, this $5 million, 37-year-old has-beens for free agents. You have to sometime go out, which he never will do. Like out there is Snell and Montgomery, Chapman, the third baseman, and J.D. Martinez, because they want a lot of money. Well, you have to add a few of those into your young core. Plus, you just can't rely on the minor leagues in this time of baseball. Look what the hell the Dodgers are doing. My God, they...
Wow. That's apples and oranges.
They do.
The Pirates are working on that, but you're right. To supplement what you have, thanks for the call, Joe. They got to go out and sign some guys. I thought they should have signed Bellinger before Rowdy, Tellez, anyone. You can do that at that price, 3 years, $80 million. And you get a 28-year-old who can hit 30-plus home runs, drive in 100, and he proved to be a pretty good first baseman. So, there are options that they need to explore more. It's a broken record, but I agree. Harry in Irwin. Harry, what's going on? Make it quick, please.
Yes, hi. I'm a high school basketball fan. I'm going to congratulate the Norwin girls basketball team for winning their championship last night. I was there. They played terrific. We had fire trucks through Irwin up to the high school last night. Big sign in front of the high school. Stuff the dreams are made of, and the Norwin girls really played well last night.
Well, congrats to them. That's right. There are a lot of good women's players out there for sure. Harry, thanks for the call, and there's a lot of good WPIA action to be heard on KDKA AM. So, you know, tune it in. They'll be having all those games today from the Peterson Event Center. And speaking of women players, how about Caitlin Clark? She's going to go down as one of the top, and she has a year left of eligibility, but she's going to go to the WNBA draft. And there are sellouts everywhere they go. And it's interesting today because they're taking on Ohio State. The last time they played Ohio State, it was the day that Iowa got upset by Ohio State, and it was the day that she got run over in that court storming situation. So this will be a big game today for both. And she is, she's must-see television. She's hitting shots from the logo. She's taking them from all over. She's as accurate as they come. What a great career for her. And she's really put, certainly, Iowa on the map when it comes to college basketball. All right, we're going to wrap up today's program. We got Pirate Baseball coming up, as I said, in between Paul Alexander and then Pitt Basketball tonight against Boston College. Want to remind you again about our show sponsors at PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Also, Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. You know them. They got your back, not your wallets. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call on this station and also KDK Plus Television, nightly at 10:35. And Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. And if you want to hit golf balls and have some great, great, great food, go to the Turn Club in Cranberry. They really have great simulator action, TrackMan stuff, and great food as well if you're yearning on a bad day to hit some golf balls. All right, went around to you also about Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. So today you're going to see some drizzle, and then it eventually will clear up. High of 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 41. Tomorrow, warmer, cloud, sun, high of 67 degrees, getting towards 70 on Monday. Coming up next, Ronzi Contreras and the Pirates take on the Tigers in Lakeland, Florida. That's going to do it for me. Thank you very much, Joel Nelson. We appreciate that. He'll have your updates throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Have a great day.